Sometimes it'll make a real soft sound because it knows you're going to feed it. Do you know what that sound is called?
Neigh is all I've ever heard.
Okay. A lot of times children like to take a piece of chicken and the bone in it is shaped like this and they like to separate it. Do you know what that's called?
The pulley bone.
Okay. And that's sometimes supposed to bring good luck.
But
sometimes I think it's supposed to bring good luck. Have you heard anything about this?
Various things. The one that gets a sharp piece, I believe, gets the luck.
Oh, okay. What do you call bread that's made of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Cornbread. And what other things can you cook from cornmeal?
Muffins. And we have had pancakes made of cornmeal.
Okay, have you ever fried any? Have you ever fried any, like cornmeal or anything? Made something and then fried it?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Oh, hush puppies, of course.
Yeah. And do you ever fix something made out of cornmeal to serve with, like, turnip greens or collards or something like that?
People do. I don't. I don't like it with it, but it's done.
Okay. Have you ever cooked cornbread in the ashes of a fire?
No.
Okay. Have you ever known of anybody that did that?
Cornbread, I don't know. We've used to roast potatoes in the ashes, but I don't remember the cornbread.
Have you ever fixed a soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon? Like, okay. What do you call white bread that's made from white flour that you find in a loaf? Like it's white in color and it's in a loaf sort of this shaped. What do you call
light bread?
Light bread, okay. There's a piece of pastry that's puffy looking and it's round and it has a hole in the middle. And some people fry them in deep fat and has sugar on it.
Donuts.
Donuts, okay. And there's another thing that you can make, and it's round and it's flat, and you fly them and you flip them over, and you put like molasses or syrup on top of it. What do you call those?
Batter cake.
Batter cakes, okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked? Like the meat that you would find on the side of a hog.
Side meat.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything about a pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl? What do you call that?
Souse.
Okay. If you're going to eat a cherry, you have to be real careful not to eat the thing in the middle because that's hard. What would you call that? Like, what's the thing in the middle of a cherry?
Well, I've heard it called stone or seed.
Okay. And if it's in the same, if it's the same thing, but if it's in the center of a peach, what do you call it? I mean, do you have a different name for it?
Peach seed is.
Okay. And there are two different kinds of peaches. There are those that the meat sort of sticks to the seed, and then there are those that it sort of breaks away real easily. Can you tell me what you'd call those two different kinds?
Well, that comes away is a clear seed and the other's a cling, I believe.
Okay. And can you tell me about some beans that don't have to be shelled? That, like, if I wanted to cook some beans, but I didn't want to shell them.
Snap beans.
Okay. And what about if I did have to shell some? What kind of beans would I have to have?
Butter beans.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips that you can cut off and eat?